needless to say, it's extremely disappointing to play the way we did the first 30, 32 minutes of the game. But you have to congratulate Pittsburgh because they made us play that way. They were really effective. They were, had a greater sense of urgency. They got to the backboards. They got to the loose balls. We were too much of a rush on the offensive end of the floor. We had some good shots the first three or four possessions, and then they didn't go in, and we started really rushing things, and that's how it got to be the margin. And then I thought we did a nice job and got back in the ball game right before the half, and then we came out in the second half and didn't play very well in the second half early either. But again, you have to congratulate those guys. Lipzana, you know, 19 points, 21 rebounds at our place. He had a difficult day, and he was much more fired up at the end of the game and played very, very well. I think James Robinson, Lamar, all those guys really did some good things. This club, I thought, was sensational yesterday, and I thought they played extremely well for the first 30 minutes of the game, 32 minutes of the game today, whatever it was. But we're really disappointed, to say the least. We wanted to be here for a while. The last 2 years, we've lost in the championship game, and I was hoping the third time would be the charm. But my team, the last 7 or 8 minutes, whatever the time period was, they really, really tried hard, and we had some chances. It got it to 4 with the ball 2 different occasions, and got it to 3 and didn't get a stop. And but it was, kids tried exceptionally hard, and they're a wonderful bunch of kids, but we just didn't play nearly as well as we wanted to play early.
Questions? Okay, please raise your hand. Let us know who you are, who you're with, and with the handheld mic. This is the first question. Front row.
Chris Moore from Carolina Blue. For everyone with Marcus, you always want to have momentum going into the tournament in a game like this where you lose but play your best ball there at the end. How do you kind of channel that going forward?
Well, I think we can just learn from the things we did well. In that last 8 minute stretch, like you said, we played really well and we forced a lot of turnovers and were able to make things happen with our traps, which will be helpful for us, you know, next week going into the tournament. But at the same time, we also have to learn by getting down 17 early against good teams, and that's who we're only going to play good teams from here on out. That can't happen, and it's going to be too big of a hole to dig out of.
To our left.
Hey, Roy, Dane Huffman from WNCN in Raleigh. Throughout the game, it looked like you were sort of looking for combinations, something that would work against this team. Then, like you said, 7 minutes left, something like that, you went to the full court press. What sparked that? What did you see or what made you want to go to that time?
You know, what we were doing wasn't working very well, so we wanted to try something else. And at that point, I'm dumb enough to still think we had a chance to win the game. And if we got some turnovers and got some momentum and got things going in our direction, maybe they'd miss some free throws, miss some shots, turn it over a little bit. And we did a good job in the full court. Once we got in the half court, we didn't do as good a job then. Once they broke our trap, we didn't do as well as we needed to do. You know, you're not going to – I don't think many coaches are just going to sit there and let it play out. I'm always a guy that thinks we're going to come back from anything. Never been behind enough in the end that I didn't think we were going to win. It's just that old saying, the clock ran out first. I really did. I thought we were going to come back and win the game, and especially when we got it down to single digits. I thought this is going to be one of the great finishes. I really believe that. And people think I'm a little wacko anyway, but got to try something different is probably the best answer.
From left.
Dan Collins, Winston-Salem Journal for James Michael. Why was Zana such a load inside?
Just his activity level, I'd say, for 40 minutes. You know, just getting to the boards, having effort. And I think, you know, part of that was on us just not doing a good job of checking off each other time. You know, they got to try to, I think, you know, just did a good job of going to the front of the room. And a lot of the balls just drop right into his hands.
Front of you, to the right.
Greg Barnes in South Carolina. Marcus, was the tape job on your left hand precautionary, or have you heard it recently?
It was really preventative. I fell on it a couple times in the Duke game, and it's been something that's bothered me a little bit. But, I mean, it was fine today. I had a little soreness in my thumb. But I practiced with that all week, and it was no problem. So it was definitely precautionary.
or left to the aisle?
Brett Strelo, Fayetteville Observer, or Coach Orr for Marcus. Just from the 12-game winning streak to now, has there been any dip in performance? Or obviously playing at Duke, playing at Pittsburgh teams, pretty good competition too.
Yeah, I think we were starting to play our best basketball kind of, you know, maybe 7 or 8 games into the streak. And then, you know, we had a little bit of slippage in our overall intensity and just, you know, making every play matter. And that showed up in the last couple of games more so than the games we were able to, you know, edge out and win. But I don't think we played great against Virginia Tech. We didn't play great against Notre Dame. And then obviously the past few games we haven't played great. But, you know, we're still doing things well, and I think our confidence isn't all lost. So we just got to get back to work and, you know, fine-tune some things and understand that you got to come ready to play against anyone for 40 minutes, not for 10.
You said it very well. Front row.
Brett Friedlander, when we get started. So, to the players, for the better part of the last month, teams have kind of had to match your intensity and your urgency. Today, it was kind of the other way around. Did that knock you back a little bit?
James Michael?
I don't really think it necessarily knocked us back. I think it just kind of put us in a hole early, like Coach was saying, and that's really hard to come back from. I think, you know, not necessarily, you know, when we play with effort, but we just when we play our game, which I guess that does include effort, and just, like Coach was saying, doing our job, you know, each man in possession. And I think today, you know, collectively, they did it longer than we were able to.
I think in the wins that we had, we really set the tone defensively. You know, we were really active. We were all over the place on the defensive end. We got off to great starts, and that hasn't happened recently. And I think that's one of the biggest changes is, you know, games right at the top of my memory, you know, like at the Maryland game where we came off, we came out defensively just great, and that really set the tone for the entire game. We need to start doing that again if we want to be successful.
It's the New York Times for Marcus. I kind of wanted to follow up on what you just said earlier about confidence. This has been such a weird sort of roller coaster, roster changes, obviously. Do you feel like you've exceeded expectations, fallen short of expectations? I mean, what were your expectations for this year?
Well, I mean, the season's not over for us, so it's hard to say. There's a lot that could happen in the next however many weeks that, you know, could really change that answer. I think we have dreams and goals of, you know, making a deep tournament run, and I think we're capable of doing that. So a lot of it rests on that, but we're pleased with the way we've been able to fight back and, you know, win 12 games in a row and put ourselves in a good position. But, you know, that's not, you know, what our expectation was coming in the year. You know, that is really made, you know, later this month.
Front row.
You know, that answer was pretty doggone sharp. I get tired of people picking on student athletes. The answer that young man gave you right now, he's probably smart half you guys in here anyway. So sometimes say something good.
Dick Cox from Cox Sports Broadcasting. Roy, your press has been very effective the last couple of games. Is this something you might want to use more during the postseason?
We could. You know, it's very taxing on the kids. I mean, it really is. I mean, I took Bryce and JP out one time because I thought they were about to stop breathing, it looked like, out there, because it is very taxing. But if the other team gets caught up in it and turns it over, you should get a little more energy yourself from that. But as Marcus said, you know, there have been times we've been really good defensively in the half court, and it's easier to cover a half court than it is a full court. If you look at it, we did get some turnovers, but we also – they scored every time that we didn't get a turnover. So we've got to do a good job in the full court press and hopefully get some turnovers, but then be able to stop them once we get back into a half court set if they do break our press. But we could use it some more, and who knows what's going to happen. Like Marcus said, we've got to this is the answer I gave somebody after 3 or 4 games when they were saying that North Carolina State and Duke, was I worried? I said, don't bury us yet. You know, and I'd say the same thing right now. Don't bury us yet. We've still got some play left.
Coach, Kennedy was limited to 8 minutes. Is that just a matter of him still trying to get his feedback on a meeting from that virus?
No. You know, the coach has got to put in the guys that he thinks going to do the job at that specific time, and I didn't think we were getting as much out of Kennedy as we could have gotten. And had Bryce in there, had Joel in there, had Desmond in there, and Bryce did some really good things. He's got to get better defensively. Same thing with Kennedy. Kennedy's had some unbelievably good games for us. And at the same time, he's had some games where he hasn't played as well. And the games that he hasn't played as well, or is not playing as well, excuse me, I got to get some other guys in there that will play better.
Coach David Glenn from the David Glenn Show at accsports.com. For the record, Marcus is smarter than 99% of us in here.
I would have said 100, David, but maybe somebody out there, I don't know.
You're probably right. You mentioned the feeling of losing on Sunday the last couple of years. You've also won on Sunday in this event. You've been at this event many times, even as an assistant coach. Do you feel a difference in terms of rest, preparation? I mean, I know it's hard to find a silver lining when you lose, but do you notice a difference when you're preparing for the NCAA tournament when you get to go back to Chapel Hill today rather than Sunday night?
You know, David, I think you do feel that difference, but I want to win. You know, who knows what the crap's going to happen next week. You know, it's for me, if I have a chance to win, I want to win. And my teams have taken me to 7 Final Fours, and only one time did we win the conference tournament. But every one of those other times, we've tried like crazy to win the sucker. And it's, I don't know, 3 or 4 here and 3 or 4 Kansas. I can't remember how we've won, but I like to win. And I think that gives you even more confidence kind of thing. It is a little bit of a, now we got to start another tournament. There's no question you have that feeling, but I like winning.
Hey, I don't really think nothing to be NCAA to follow on David's point. I think all of us were wondering which half we were in after you said that. But one question. Right at the end, you put Wade Moody in, which was interesting. 25 seconds left, kid from Mount Airy, senior. I don't know what your rotation would be at that point. Why did you play him? What were you looking at? And was that sort of rewarding him for practice? Or you just thought that was interesting?
Well, I put him in because the guy beside me just fouled out. It was the first reason. Okay. And Leslie had already fouled out. And Wade is the best shooter of all the little guys left over there. I do things on senior day to reward those guys. Start the seniors. I don't think I've ever had a team that I didn't start all the seniors, and 2 times tried to start 6 of them. The referee never would let me. I do that to reward what I was doing with Wade. Is I thought they gave us the best chance to win. And at that time, it was a 3-point game. And I think I'm right. If we'd penetrate and all of a sudden throw it away, Wade's he's so wacko, hell, he probably would have made the thing. And so that's the reason I put him in. It's just I really thought it gave us the best chance to win.
Second round.
Stephen Bailey from the Daily Orange in Syracuse. The ACC and the Barclays Center are close to reaching an agreement to move the ACC tournament there for 2017 and 2018. With the tournament in D.C. in 2016, you know, what's your thoughts on it being out of Greensboro for 3 years?
Frankly, my dear, I know that's an improper answer, but I mean, we just got our butts kicked, and we got to get ready for the NCAA tournament. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a blankety blank where the hell they put it. You know, if they put it in Siberia, I'm going to try to go play. If they put it at Owen High School in Black Mountain, Swannanoa Valley, we're going to try our best to go play. I know that's not the answer you wanted, son, but you got to remember that I'm an old guy up here, and we just got our butts kicked.
Any other questions?
Thank you.